It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in Game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
Ah, how about these guys? What stands out to you about them? Murray, Maz?
Intestinal fortitude, balls. The fact that they showed real championship grit, I guess, for, you know, to use the cliche, in a game like last night. Because they knew was it at stake. Let's close this thing out. They know how dangerous that Columbus team is. And I loved, there's something Cassidy said after that game I want to, like, inject into my veins. That, you know, you say in these type of games, you're on the road, we're supposed to weather the storm. We are the storm. Oh, it's like, yeah.
Hold on. Jimmy, why don't you do it? It's number four. It was a Hags question about getting, you know, about the value of finishing that series off early so you get a little bit of a rest before the next one, because Carolina's sitting there after a 4-game sweep, so getting rest before the next series was the setup to the question.
Big focus tonight in the room. It was talked about that, you know, we have to play our best game of the series. I'm not saying we did or didn't, but that was the mindset we had to have. We needed to win the first 10 minutes. You know, I hear people saying they come into another team's building, well, we got to weather the storm. Well, we want to create the storm. We're not interested in weathering any storm. We want to go out there and let them know we're here to play, to be aggressive, assertive. And I thought we did a pretty good job with that.
Make the shirts. I'll buy 9. We are the storm. And there's still work to be done here. You know, all you need is 8 more and you get the cup. But they got balls. They've had it in spades all season long. I've been on the beach train, all aboard. But I don't know. Come one, come all. Celtics fans, even if you're not a Bruins fan, everyone on the wagon now.
Well, so what you're talking about specifically about last night, which is they have another goal wiped off the board.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So they have another replay thing sort of go against them. That could deflate them. They have this huge Charlie McAvoy thing hanging over their head going into the third period. Never mind killing another penalty, but that whole kind of thing sitting there, the fourth Columbus power play. Previous Bruins teams or other teams?
Wilt and die.
That gets them.
Collapse.
At some point. But this one?
Yeah, no. They do the opposite again. And that McAvoy thing was a big moment because as soon as it happened, I tweeted out, Bruins better win now because you're not going to have him for game 7.
So right. That was so crucial that they won that third period. I think you have a chance to beat Carolina. I think you should beat. Let me amend that. You should beat Carolina without Charlie McAvoy for a game or two. You can and should still win that series without McAvoy for a game or two. You beating Columbus in a game 7 without McAvoy and Chara out there by himself.
Big ask.
And if Columbus had won last night, there's wind at their sails. The coach guarantees it. They win. Now they have the momentum. You're without your best defenseman. You're leaving Chara further out to dry. How do you like your chances in a game 7?
I mean, once they called it a 2-minute penalty, I said, you better win now. You better win now. Don't slip up. Because if you lose this one, and then you don't have McAvoy for game 7, you're in big trouble. And you know, to their credit, they hung in there and they won the game. And so, look, you know, now all of that, the team's resilient. They're everything you want a team to be. Are they talented enough to win the whole thing? We'll see.
Based on the field, yes.
Okay, so I worry about San Jose still, but maybe they'll catch another break there. But that aside, let's not go down. Let's just say where they are right now, they're everything you want a team to be. Everything. They play for each other. They elevate. All of it. They fight. They bounce back. All of it. You give them everything. They deserve all the accolades that they get today. So I don't know how you now this series to me was about the goalie. I mean, it got to the point where everything that was happening to the Bruins earlier in the series happened to the Jackets last night. Hitting posts, hitting crossbars. He's stopping everything that you're throwing at him. It's like there were a pile of bricks in front of that net and there was nothing going in. Do you realize in the last two games at Columbus, the Bruins outscored them 7-1, and the one goal Columbus got was fake, given to them by the officials? Shut out in two game, you know, that the goal that went off the net.
Yeah, no, but two of the last three.
I said the last two games in Columbus.
The last two games in Columbus. Thank you. Yes.
They won 7-1, and the only goal Columbus got at home was given to them.
I missed the in Columbus part. Got it.
So, like, he bricked up the net in the two games in that building. He didn't steal you one. He stole you two.
I was almost rooting. I wasn't almost. I was rooting for him to get the shutout last night. He deserved it.
He did deserve it.
He deserved that sort of epitaph.
Epitaph.
Taff. Epitaph to this series. He was that good. And the coach, and I don't blame Tortorella, earlier in the day, we dented him trying to, you know, because Tortorella knew that
we got a problem here.
Rask had turned the tide of the series and said it was controlling the series. So he's trying to get in there a little bit. And Tortorella says that, and Rask walks into their building and shuts him out. He got some help, those posts. But I think I give him credit for some of that. I mean, I've seen that a million times on the other side. How many times have you seen Carey Price or Patrick Roy get in your head so far and dominate you so badly that the only chance you have is to hit it off the post and in? So you start shooting at the post. And that's why all those hit the post, because the only way you're going to beat Rask is in that little mail slot above his left and right shoulder, right by his ears. So you shoot for his ears, and you hit the spot and ends up hitting the crossbar. That's because he's not giving you anything else. That's why that happens.
I mean, I think that that's what happened to the Bruins early in the series with Bobrovsky. When we talked about it, I said I gave Bobrovsky credit for that, and I think you have to do the same for Rask. The one that just touched his shoulder and hit the crossbar, that one, that to me was sort of indicative of how it's going for him right now. And I'm not suggesting that he's not playing well, because he's playing out of his mind. He's also, you know, it's all going right for him, too.
Oh, totally.
Jimmy, that thing just grazed his shoulder and just enough to hit the crossbar.
Stu, give me Cassidy on Rask, number one.
Yeah, outstanding again. You need your goalie to deliver. I think that's stating the obvious. He did. Keeps us in the game. He looks real composed, and they've been bumping him. They hit him hard tonight going to the net. They got called for it, but he kept his composure. I think there was some, you know, gamesmanship that most teams go through to try to get a goalie off his game, and he was able to play through that as well. Thought he did a real nice job for us, and we ended up rewarding him with some goals. So it's, you know, not leaving it to chance down. That's what I liked about our third. We still attacked a little enough to extend the lead, to give him a little breathing room. But yep, he was definitely the our most consistent player throughout the whole series.
And that third was big boy stuff. Big boy stuff. You've got McAvoy sitting in the box. The whole building is up because it should have been a major or a game misconduct. You have to know he's going to be suspended for the next game. The next game's game 7 at home. Columbus starts on another power play, and you go and you outscore him 2-0 in that period, and Rask pitches another shutout. That was it. That was a statement kind of period, a statement kind of game, big boy game. Rask going into the third. Rask has given him this kind of confidence. Like, going to the third as a fan, you're sitting there, you know, wanting to poop yourself, right? Because it's like the whole thing turns here. Listen to Cassidy on their thoughts on Rask and the team going into the third.
Yeah, I mean, I was comfortable even with the one goal lead, just the way he's going. I mean, you're not sitting there trying to nurse it by any means, but I wasn't worried about Tuukka. You could tell this whole playoff, he's been in a real good place, been consistent, just solid and composed, comes to the bench. You know, there's no issues in between periods, you know, any little thing. He doesn't seem to be bothered by anything. He really seems to be in his own zone right now, where he's just going to go out and stop the puck, not worry about all the banging in the crease or if the goal's disallowed, any of that stuff. He's done a terrific job for us in that regard, and hopefully it continues.
Okay, a few other things. Do you think they dented Bobrovsky?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. No question.
Oh, big time.
Puck started going through him.
The one that trickled through.
Ooh. I mean, even the Krejci slapper. What, all of a sudden Krejci's Alexander Ovechkin? Like, he's blasting him out there and getting him by the goalie? I saw that one and I said, ooh. Like, you know, now all of a sudden this guy's not, his save percentage in the last three games of the series was like 900, 901, or whatever it was. It changed. It changed in that game. Brandon Carlo nailed it.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's right.
I mean, unbelievable, really. Like, he did. He nailed it.
Okay. How'd you feel about the disallowed Columbus goal in the first period?
The Corrali goal.
The disallowed Corrali goal. Sorry. Yes.
Corrali goal. So I initially heard it on the radio when Beers was going on and on, and Beers' initial reaction was, shouldn't be interference. Bobrovsky was out of the paint. When I actually saw it, goaltender interference.
Agreed.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that rule is still too open to interpretation, but it was.
I mean, here's how I look at it. In today's environment, in today's stupid, ridiculous replay environment where, again, I'm sorry to keep using the cliche, we circumcise the mosquito, that's goalie interference. In our whole life growing up and watching hockey and playing hockey and, like, you know, enjoying the sport, that's not. Never has been, never should be. But in today's climate, where horses are disqualified for veering off the rail, what? And goals are taken off the board and the football's reset because of millimeters and blades of grass, that's goalie interference. In today's stupid environment, that's goalie interference.
So I want to be fair to Beersy, too, because he said the more he watched it, he said, oh, man, it's close.
There was a second push in there, probably.
Yeah, that's the one that did it. That's what did it. Is when I saw it, he kind of, there was a shove, a little shove there. Without that, I don't think it's goalie interference, but I think they got it right.
But again, that's one of those things that I think would mentally affect, in such a negative way, so many other teams, so many other Bruins teams in the past. This, they're immune to it. They are. That fake goal, you know, they're going a couple of games back, that would cripple most other teams.
They just keep playing.
Yeah, it doesn't bother them.
Right? The contrast with them and the basketball team is unbelievable.
The McAvoy hit, what's it worth?
One game.
A game.
Not two?
No. And I'll tell you why.
Isn't that textbook?
Yes.
Lined him up, hit him in the face.
Joe Thornton did basically the same thing in that Vegas series, and he got a game.
Got a game.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any history, right?
That's a big one for him. And I'll give you the biggest one for him.
He came back and played.
Anderson returned for the first shift in the third period. He was there on the bench. If that game wasn't as meaningful for Columbus as it was, they would have kept him in the dark room and played up the injury, and, you know, but they couldn't because they needed the period. They needed the game. So they were in a tough spot there. They couldn't sort of try and buy some time on McAvoy. When I first saw it, I said 2-4 because it is like textbook. When they send out the videos to begin the season, like, this is what we're adjudicating, this is what we're trying to get out of the game, that hits on the list. I mean, checked all the boxes. Did he leave his skates a little bit?
Yeah.
He went up. Yeah. I don't know if he left his skates, but he went up and under.
That's what made me like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, so stupid. You didn't need to do that. It was stupid on top of everything. So I said 2-4 to begin with because I just thought it was textbook, like the very thing that they send out in instructional videos. But Anderson was there to start the third period, so that's a big thing in McAvoy's favor. He didn't get hurt. And then I just loved, on a personal note, them in the handshake line. Isn't that just so hockey?
Yes.
Like, the smiling and joking, and Anderson clearly saying, it's all right, bro.
Or, yeah, all good.
McAvoy taking the time to say something and him being like, what, you know, and sort of laughing at it. I couldn't help but thinking, you mentioned the basketball team, that if that were the NBA, all the fake tough guy drama between the players and their people and the thing that it would become for something that would be 1/10 as violent. You know, a slap across the face. Never mind lining someone up and cranking them with your shoulder at 100 miles an hour in the face. Those two, shake hands, laugh it off. It's all right. It's the playoffs. And not another word. In the NBA, oh my God, can you imagine how all the fake tough guy spiral that you would get from that? Oh my God, it'd be so painful. But anyway, McAvoy deserves a game. I'm sorry. That was textbook.
Oh yeah, no. He, all in all.
And I almost thought, It almost worked against them. If they had kicked him out of the game, that might have been it. Because they treated a game misconduct as part of, right, the ultimate of how much you sat out. So the fact that he was back in the game meant what you said. You had to win that period.
Oh, yeah. So I actually think that the league ultimately is handling it correctly. And I don't know whether this type of communication existed, but I hope it did. That they said, we can't have him potentially miss the third period of Game 6 and Game 7 because that's unfair. It's a one-game suspension is what it is. And if they miss him in a 1-0 game and they blow it and then don't have him for Game 7?
Interesting thought, Maz.
So I wonder if they looked at it and said, we're going to give him 2 minutes. They'll have their power play, and then he'll get bounced for Game 7. If the Bruins are going to win it, they better win it tonight.
Interesting. Maybe. Okay, those are our Bruins thoughts. What are yours?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We'll be back here for Game 7. We dented their goalie. I think that was very important. I think they've dented our goalie.
Not a Foligno. Islet Jones fires. Rest the glove save as Duchesne worked over out in front. And then he got a bunch of Blue Jackets cut into the cage. Yeah. And the Bruins clearing up the trash.
It's the playoffs. The mind games always. You know, that's entertaining. Entertainment industry, I guess, you know. So that's what the fans and media want.
Here's DeBrusk. Far circle. Shoots. And what cranked up the crossbar. Krejci shoots. He's got.
Up the right side, Josh Anderson takes a huge hit, and he is down, and there is a penalty coming against the Boston Bruins. It's a shoulder to the chin.
Boston penalty number 73, 2 minutes for a legal check to the head.
Yeah, so that's going to be 2 minutes for an illegal check to the head. The fans here are livid, and I get it.
John, what explanation, if any, did you receive for the call on the McAvoy hit?
Yeah, I'm not going to discuss that.
How big of a moment was that in the game?
It's a huge moment. But I'm not going to discuss what was told to me.
Coyle over the line, high slot with Johansson to the high slot. Shoots. Bobrovsky to save. They score! On near point, Krug to the near circle. Centered out in front. They score! David Backes, his first goal to playoffs.
We're halfway to our goal. I think, you know, you need to relish the plateaus along the way, and we're certain at one of those if we're in the final four teams, and we've had to, you know, sacrifice to win some games.
The Boston Bruins, they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
Guys are playing with determination, so we want to make sure we don't, you know, lose that. Sometimes by the time you get it back, you're 2-3 games in, and all of a sudden, maybe it's too late. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. We're going to try to win the next series in 4 games. They're no different than Carolina will. You prepare to win every game, but at the end of the day, you know, you just play what's in front of you.
All right, Bruins Hour. Your thoughts right to you, Joe in Vermont. Lead us off. Go ahead on the McAvoy hit. What do you think?
Hey, yeah, Felger, I just, you know, I don't know that much about hockey. I rely on you guys. But it, to me, it wasn't like intentful or willful. It was incidental. It looked like he was just going for a hit to me. I have trouble comparing it to the Thornton hit because Thornton hit was behind the goal, and that was like a really cold shoulder shot, and he just kind of like skated away like nothing happened.
So here's what's important.
So to me, like, go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, to me, what I think is important, so intent is really hard to determine. Unless they've had a back and forth, and they've done this before. Like when they rang up Kadri, they said, you know, they played all the video and showed all the incidents of he and DeBrusk going back and forth. So that really sort of helps prove the case of intent that they were going back and forth and he had something to atone for. I don't remember anything with McAvoy and Anderson. I mean, I'm sure they had some, but was there anything, you know, it wasn't like Marchand stomping on Atkinson's stick and then Atkinson hitting him back. So I don't know if they had anything like that. So I don't know. It looked like he intended to do it, but without any of that. You know, so I mean, I've been talked down. I thought it was going to be 2-4. Now it's probably a game. But again, when they send out those videos to begin the year and the player safety, you know, sends out their instructional things. That exact kind of hits on the tape. So they can't do nothing.
Oh, no. He's got to get suspended for a game. Again, when I saw it, I thought he's not playing game seven. Like, that's out. So now what?
I mean, that was the story, that you had to win that third period.
I mean, I just felt like it was apparent right then and there you had to win that game because you weren't going to have McAvoy for game seven.
Mark in Medford, go ahead.
Mike, I told you a few days ago that the Great Wall sprung a leak, and I said by game six there's going to be a puddle at Bobrovsky's feet. 11 goals in three games, okay? The other goalie, Mr. Rask, I bought my ticket for the Tuca train, and I'm going to ride it all the way to the Stanley Cup final. He is in some sick, ridiculous zone right now that I hope to God that he can finally win a cup with this team, because he needs to. He needs to. And as far as the McAvoy thing goes, like Billy Jaffe said this morning, if there was a game seven, he might have got popped for a game. But seeing that he came back in the first period and they joked about it in the handshake line and the series is over, I don't think McAvoy's going to get anything.
Well, let's see. He has a hearing, so that usually means if you're getting nothing, there's no hearing. So he's having a hearing.
He's getting a game, at least.
I would think so, too. I would think so, too. Rask, I told you, I started to feel it for the first time. Like, actual, genuine confidence in the Saturday game, game five, here in Boston. So you should be feeling it with him. The scary thing is he's just halfway there. I mean, it feels like, I could bring up a detail to you in the Toronto series and you'd go, huh? And it would feel like it was 10 years ago, doesn't it? It feels like it was 10. Yeah. Mitch Marner beats him on that shootout goal in game one against Toronto, where he looked anemic and small, and we're like, oh, here we go again with Tuca. Doesn't that feel like that was 1978?
Yeah, because he gave up two of three breakaways that night.
Watching these games feels like you run a marathon, for God's sakes.
He's halfway there. And if he plays like this the rest of the way, you should win it.
See, I think a lot of it changes series to series, though. Like, as much as he's in a zone right now, like, I think you start all over.
Well, here's the thing, and I don't want to overlook Carolina too much, and we'll get to them more as we go forward, but I don't think you need Rask standing on your head to beat Carolina.
You should be able to score in this series.
You should be able to win this series without your goalie playing out of his boobs. Paul in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? I hate to admit I was one of the guys that was saying that Tuca should be on a short leash and pulled and all this.
What's wrong with that? Hold on. He should have been on a short leash. What's wrong with that?
Well, because I think he's playing like a Tim Thomas.
He's playing great.
And I think he's going to carry the season. I think they have respect for him now, and I think he really wants to win it. He doesn't have much time left in his career, and you just watch him. He seems like a different player to me.
Okay, that's the way it looks, and they should ride the crap out of him, and he's been brilliant. He's the Conn Smythe favorite right now, for sure. Well, what's wrong with saying he should be on a short leash? He hadn't been a very good playoff goalie the last several years, and when they split time this year with the other guy was just as good. So you go into it and you say, it's up to Rask, and he took it, and it's been amazing. So the leash is as long as you want to make it now. But I don't think that was the wrong approach going into the thing. Maybe that helped get Rask to a different level, that there was another guy breathing down his neck.
Yeah, again, I think the way the psychology that Cassidy used has been a factor. And right now, he's the best goalie in the postseason. That's a statistical fact.
Mike in Danvers, hi.
Hey, guys. How are you? Mike, how easy is it to love this team? I mean, this is great to watch this. Unlike that other team on the other side. Do you guys know what the numbers were on the Bruins game last night? Just curious to know what that was. And if I could just say real quickly, Backes, I don't know where he got that speed from, but a lot of speed to score that goal. And can you guys help me?
No, you had 2 points. Good for Backes. Like, that's another one. I wanted Rask to get the shutout. I think he deserved it. And Backes deserved to get on the sheet like that, because I think he was a good add to the lineup and he helped them.
Yeah, so, and I don't think it's a speed thing. I think it's a will thing. He just went to the net.
Definitely.
Like, that's all it is with him. And so, look, I think we said a few games ago when he first got in there in game four, it was, right, that if they score a goal with him on the ice, that's a huge win. Three games in a row it happened. Three games in a row.
Bruins did a 14, Celts did a 9-ish. But I just think that's a function of who's winning and who's losing. If you're watching that Celtics team, and they're into the third quarter, and Giannis and Middleton are on the bench, and you're getting smoked.
Click.
And now you're down double digits. I think that's you're begging someone to turn the TV. And I think people did, which is a shame, which is just a shame, because the Celtics should have been the biggest thing since sliced bread this year. They should have been a big deal here in Boston. Louis, I guess, in Smithfield. Go ahead, Louis, or Louis.
How's it going, fellas? I just want to get your thoughts on who you think is more crucial or important to the future success of the Bruins between David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy. The easy answer, I thought, would have been David Pastrnak, but after watching Charlie McAvoy these past few games, he's just been all over the place.
Well, let me stop you. Mass has an interesting point on the blue line in general.
McAvoy's the answer, if you ask me. And then I would say what you're seeing this postseason is a changing of the guard. Chara out, McAvoy, Carlo in.
Boy, did they need this.
It's their team now. It's, you know, at least on the back end. Carlo and McAvoy, you've got now two young defensemen that you are putting out there on a nightly basis that are controlling the game, albeit in different ways. And so, you know, and they're not all the way there yet. They're still getting better. But you see those two guys on the ice, you feel good now. Carlo, this postseason, has been a factor. He was a factor in this series. He was really good.
To me, that's an easy one. It's McAvoy. I think nothing is more important than those puck-moving defensemen, those all-three-zone, carry-the-puck. I think the team that scares me by far the most left in the playoffs is San Jose because they've got two of them. And both Burns and Carlson are just filthy. They have them in St. Louis, too, between Petrangelo, who's a high-end guy, and Bomeister. Like,
how many 30-goal scorers are in San Jose? Is it four?
Well, I don't even know. I'm just talking about the D. Talking about Eric Carlson. I'm talking about Brett Burns. Have they won the last two Norrises, two of the last three, something like that?
I don't want San Jose. Maybe you got to root for the Avalanche.
They play together, but anyway. You give me a high-end forward versus that number one D, that franchise number one D, it's not even close. Give me that franchise number one. McAvoy's the future. And it took him a while, but he started to play like a guy who wants a contract, and that might be a problem again, but that's a classy problem and a story for another day.
I mean, I think you got to pay them both.
Carlos made himself some money, too. You're right.
I mean, the fact that one's a little bit more defensive-oriented is perfect.
The contract number will be down because he doesn't score.
But you know, it's if you have two, you know,
you're talking about complementing each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's perfect. You got one that can move the puck and can also play in his own zone, and the other guy who is a shutdown type of guy. I mean, that's huge, huge thing.
Continue with your Bruins thoughts right after.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Chara steps into Anderson. He got labeled by McAvoy. Oh, McAvoy knocked him down, and Anderson is down. The referee with his arm in the air, and the Bruins are going to be shorthanded here at the tail end of the second.
It happens quickly. McAvoy coming across. This is a pivotal time in this game right now. He caught him in the head. Caught him with his shoulder in the head. John Tortorella is going to blow a gasket over there, I think.
And some Jamolk threw some stuff onto the ice, and this is all going to have to get cleaned up.
First of all, I can't see in front of their bench, but I saw the replay. Looks like his elbow was down, went through the body. They called a two-minute minor. We killed it off, and off we went. So in the context of the game, obviously when there's a delay on any call, as a coach, sometimes what's the worst-case scenario going through your head? But at the end of the day, it's like the review. It is what it is. You got to deal with it, and you're trying to just get ready for when the puck drops. That's a little different than obviously a goal review, but that's what they called, so we were able to kill it off, and Charlie played well the rest of the night.
It was a hockey play. I tried to finish my check in a legal manner, and I was penalized 2 minutes, and I served it, and I just came back and tried to be an impactful player, and fortunate enough, it was in a winning effort, and I mean, we're going on to the next round.
As a look back there at the McAvoy hit, still waiting to hear what the suspension is, if any. He has a hearing. Is it today? The phone hearing's today,
I think,
right?
It is, yeah.
And so game one has officially been announced for Thursday. So they finally have an extra day or two here. So the league doesn't have to come down now, but it could come down today. It could come down soon. I think he's getting game. I think he should get a game. I said 2-4 last night. I've been talked down from that a little bit. But it was unnecessary, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, he went in there kind of I don't want to say recklessly, because it wasn't totally reckless. He went in there to pop him, and I understand. I can guess what was going through his head. If he hits him from the side, he gets called for boarding, right? So, like, he tried to go around him, and he went up, and he hit him in the head.
Okay, but I know what Bruins fans want to do. They want to cry about it. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm curious to know, what did the guy that elbowed David Backes in the duel get?
Okay, let me just do this back to back. Steve in the car, your thoughts?
Hey guys, same thing. I was just wondering why Kukin didn't get called into the office when he hit Backes. Clearly, an evident elbow to his jaw.
Okay, well let me tell you the difference. I think, I don't know. Let's see what the league does. Maybe McAvoy gets nothing. An elbow is an elbow. There's a penalty on the books called elbowing, which where you elbow the guy with your elbow. Not every elbow is a hit to the head and a 5-minute major. It's elbowing. Charlie McAvoy had a 5-10-foot run-up and cranked him with his shoulder. That's different than elbowing a guy. There's two different penalties. There's a hit to the head and there's elbowing. What that guy did was elbowing. Now, if that guy got in a game, I don't think it would have been the worst thing in the world, but that to me felt like generic elbowing. This was a hit to the head. A hit to the head's more severe. There's your answer.
So I feel like people that argue this, honestly, have a good argument. I mean, I don't know how different they really are. It was an elbow, but it was an elbow to the head.
And well, there was a, level of viciousness there.
You'll never get an elbow to the shoulder. If you elbow a guy in the midsection, they don't call that. Any elbow has always ever been an elbow to the head. So if they want to clarify things and just take out elbowing as a lifelong penalty in hockey, take it out and make them all hits to the head that are all treated the same, then fine. But they still have a 2-minute minor for elbowing on
sure.
the books.
Yeah.
They also have a 2-minute minor for a hit to the head, and that's what McAvoy got last night.
Yeah.
I've been told there was no option for a major on that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good. That it's either 2 or it was 10 in a
and
game
you're
misconduct.
Gone.
Yeah. And they had to choose between the two. So I don't know if I didn't follow up on that.
So in that case, I'm really glad the league did it the way they did it, because I was fearful that they were going to really pop McAvoy for 2 games. He was going to miss the third period of a 1-0 game on the road. You know, guy who plays basically more minutes for you than any other defenseman out there, and then miss game 7. And to me, that felt like too much.
Oh, that third period was so crucial last night. Oh, that was so big. Because again, I'm sorry, Chara, love him. Love him, love him, love him. He hasn't really turned it around this round. I mean, again, more chances to clear last night. They have a hard time clearing the puck sometimes, man. It is maddening. Just take the freaking icing, guys, as opposed to just turning it over to the blue line. Just rip the thing down there. If you're unsure, just rip it and go to the faceoff circle. My God. But even on the PK, it's like, rip the thing down there. God. But anyway, McAvoy's been kind of carrying Chara here. He has.
I mean, he's a +8 for the postseason. Chara's +9.
So McAvoy and them are +8, +9.
Yeah.
And I think Chara's +9 is because of McAvoy's +8.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like Chara's carrying him and not the other way around now. And that's why I think like...
You mean McAvoy's carrying him.
What did I say, Chara?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant McAvoy. And again, I feel like Carlo makes Krug a better player. You don't notice Krug's deficiencies as much.
But if you were without McAvoy for Game 7 tomorrow night with Chara out there by himself.
Pork City.
Oh, now Columbus has all the momentum.
Oh, yeah. Pork Festival.
Oh, you needed that third period last night. Phil in Malden. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Mike, thanks. On the Krug line, Krug and Backes, they played a great game, Tuukka.
Okay, I just have to let you go. They're not on the same line. One's a defense and one's a forward. I can't. We can't do that. Joe in Redding. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you guys for taking my call. Finally, I want to make the two biggest points going into the Carolina series. and this is a segue into that. McAvoy's been playing out of his mind. He's really stepped it up this postseason. He's helping Chara. What I saw last night, I haven't watched too many replays of the hit, but I saw McAvoy go over and help Chara because he got beat again. And
I can't hear this dude. You follow
no,
what he's saying?
I thought he was going to start talking about the Hurricanes a bit too. Where the hell he was going?
I'm going to try one more, then I'm just going to push away. Andrew and Attleboro, you're up next with Felger Maz. Go ahead, Andrew.
Boys, Rask for MVP. I've watched a replay 3,000 times. There's no elbow. Stop talking about elbows. I know you guys aren't. Anderson was tied up with Chara. He didn't. McAvoy didn't leave his feet. There's no rule against a huge hit at super fast speed. Ovechkin does it all the time.
Andrew, there's not a rule against hitting someone in the head with your shoulder?
He hit him in the head.
I don't think he hit him in the head. I've watched the replay 1,000 times.
Go watch it for 1,001st. Go watch it for another one. And the elbowing was the thing on Backus. You're confused. Did all the Bruins callers on the board there just like take a whip it collectively in the break there and come back like on nitrous oxide or something? He didn't hit him in the head? Are you sure you're talking about the same play we are?
He hit him with a shoulder in the side of the face. Like, you know, the cheek, for crying out loud. He absolutely drilled him.
Anderson's facial imprint is on McAvoy's shoulder right now. He cranked him in the side of the face.
As soon as it happened, I saw it, and like, I went, oh,
he's
God.
Going down. Totally.
I said, good God. I was so pissed.
Hey, Bruins fans, don't be babies.
Those were three terrible calls in a row.
Save that for the Patriots fans and everybody else. Just, if your guy commits a penalty that's worthy of a suspension, just take it. Just take it. Don't start pretending it didn't happen or the other guy did that. Just be an adult, okay? Please.
Don't be Leafs fans.
Just don't be that guy. You don't need to be that guy. It's okay. They should beat Carolina without him for a game. They should be able to do it. I will say, though, Game 7 against Columbus without him, I wouldn't have loved your chances.
No, me neither. I told you, as soon as it happened, like as they were deliberating, I thought, oh, my God, you could lose him for the rest of this game and Game 7, and you are boned if that happens. You are absolutely porked.
As I was saying, our long commercial-free segment is right after these words from our sponsors.
Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is as far as this franchise has ever been. Is there a sense of accomplishment for you?
Don't even go there.
Does it? No?
Don't even go there with me. I'm not going to listen to that about an accomplishment. You get to the second. I don't even want to listen to it.
I was going to ask if it felt as empty as it did last year when you lost in the first round. The feeling.
The feeling?
Yes.
I don't remember last year's feeling. I don't even remember.
I don't mind seeing that guy lose. I don't know if he's the worst person ever, but I don't know.
He's a sore sport, a sore loser, a sore everything. Good riddance.
Torts goes down again. I didn't even realize this. The second straight year he guaranteed a Game 7 and lost?
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to that shit about.
Sorry, John.
I mean, he clearly is cooperative with the game broadcast people, the rights holders. Because when that in-game interview happens...
Yeah, he's good with that.
He's courteous. Cliche. He's polite. He answers the question.
And Milbury was telling us yesterday, talked to him yesterday and got a lot of good stuff. And
he must just hate the print media.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I can't say I blame him. Seriously, though, really. Like, I don't blame him.
All right, we continue. We're going to circle back and reset some of our Celtic stuff off the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We came in, and we came in hot on Kyrie and the Celts at 2 o'clock. I don't know how well we can duplicate that at 4, but I still think that Celts thing is the lead story. I do. Not a positive story, but anyway, we'll get to it in a second. In the meantime, Scott and Lemister, what mess? You were going
to
say something?
Yeah, real quick, guys. I can see there was a hit to the head from McAvoy to Josh Anderson, but what I want you to do, right, is go on YouTube and watch the hit that Tom Wilson of the Capitals gave to Josh Anderson in February this year. It was a hit to the chest, and what Anderson does is he goes down, same pose, hits to the head. Oh, my head. There was no penalty on that call. This guy.
So what does it have to do with last night, Scott? I don't get it.
What I'm saying is if you look at referees, what they have to decide is...
It's not about the ref. I'm sorry to cut you off. So they're not going to look at it in video, and what happened on video is what they're going to suspend him based on. Not what Josh Anderson did to Tom Wilson in February.
This hit was to the head.
What's the matter with you people?
Because, again, they just don't want to lose McAvoy for a game.
He hit him in the head.
I know. But the problem is people can't see that. Like, you know, they go with their hearts. They can't make an unbiased judgment call on it. And so comparing Josh Anderson flopping, you know, 3 months ago to last night is irrelevant because the hit 3 months ago wasn't to the head.
And maybe he sold it last night. He laid on the ice like he was dead. He clearly wasn't. He came back for the third period. That's all going to play in McAvoy's favor. Stick to the facts. He hit him in the head. There was no prior, though. They had no back and forth, it doesn't feel like, during the course of the game, so it's hard to prove intent. And Josh Anderson was totally fine. So maybe he gets nothing. It's possible. Okay, but stick to that. Not that he didn't hit him in the head, or that the other guy elbowed our guy last week, or that Tom Wilson did who knows what 3 months ago. God!
So I went back and looked, and I went through all the individual suspensions over the last 3 years, and McAvoy's never had one.
I don't think he's had one thing.
See, I think for some reason, though, I had a recollection of him being close. Like, I thought maybe there was a time we thought he was going to get one, and then it might be that he was the victim of a hit once that resulted in a suspension. So, but to me, he shouldn't get more than a game for this. This one was, I've seen bad ones, really bad. This warrants a suspension, but not a multi-game one.
Okay, let's grab Mark in Quincy on the Bees. Jimmy, would you do me a favor and pop him up on line 6? Jimmy Stewart? I'm sorry, I'm frozen. Mark in Quincy, go ahead. You're up next.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to get your opinion on the possibility of McAvoy possibly getting burnt out having to play next to Chara. Huh. It seems like he's just doing the majority of the work out there, and going forward in the playoffs, it's only going to get more intense. And not really just this playoff series, but going forward in the future, I'm not sure when McAvoy's contract is up.
Okay, well, let me stop you, Jimmy. Would you drop him for me, please, Jim? Thank you for the call, Mark. The thing about in the here and now, look, if Chara's going to anchor down Charlie McAvoy into the future, I don't want that. So put him on a different pair, find someone who can skate better and can, you know, complement McAvoy's game. And yeah, that's sort of an obvious thing in the future, right? Obviously. For now, I think that's a pretty fine pair. I think it's okay. I think Chara has just enough left. I'm still going to hold out hope that Chara does find his game, and there's going to be a matchup here where he's not quite as exposed from the speed standpoint, and that his experience and all this is going to play in. And there's really now, I mean, who would you pair McAvoy with right now anyway?
No, I actually think that this is working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would say that if you're the Bruins, you're really happy with the way this whole thing is unfolded. Like, you look at it and say, no, this is exactly what you want. The other guy starts to slip and the younger guy's stepping up, and you can still put him out there for the same number of minutes because the young guy now carries the older guy. What's wrong with that? He's young. He should be playing 28 minutes a night.
Absolutely. Let's grab Matt in the car. Jimmy, he's on line 2. If you could pop him up for me. You're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. So I called about replay. I'll get to that in a second. But as far as the Chara stuff, I know he resigned, but I wonder if they win the cup. I mean, he hasn't played that well. Does he just retire? And then as far as the replay, every sport, if you look at a replay and it takes more than two and a half minutes, whatever the call on the ice was, that stands. We can't sit here for 10 minutes. It's absurd.
Believe me, Matt, thank you for the call. Believe me. Don't get me started on replay. If you can't see it on the first couple replays, it stands. That's the way I want it to be. But that horse has left the barn. Now we are looking at every inch and every push and every tug of the jersey. And so in the current environment, the way replay is handled in all sports, that was goal interference last night. It shouldn't be. And it took them, what, 4 or 5 minutes to figure that out? If it takes you 4 to 5 minutes to figure it out, the call was not blown on the ice. The only things that should be reviewed, I'm sorry, reversed, are things that are clearly blown. The goal interference was not a blown call. That was a close call. They didn't blow that call. It was like it could have gone either way. And that's the way it went. The puck in the net in game four, that was a blown call. That should have been brought back. So just can we just reverse the blown, obvious blown calls? But no, we're far past that. Now we're reviewing everything and looking at every inch of the ice, and it's just painful.
I mean, because that one really last night was a pretty close to 50-50. The thing in the net, please.
You've got to be kidding me.
That was a joke.
Okay. Now I feel like calls are up and my board is all over the place, so this is a good time to just sort of reset. We're going to go back to the Kyrie stuff, which again, we all sort of blew a gasket on when we showed up today. And as we watched last night, as I'm sure you did too, Boston, I've been hearing you on Kyrie. What took you so long? I'm stunned. I'm stunned that the Celtics lost both at home. I'm stunned that Kyrie did not have that sort of moment game at home where it was all set up for him. I think these NBA series are so almost contrived, set up to have those sort of moments. I was sure Kyrie was going to have the playoff Kyrie moment at home. I mean, the refs basically tanked the game for you last night, as you knew they would. The game was fixed in your favor. They didn't just send Giannis to the bench with foul trouble. They sent their second best player to the bench with foul trouble too, for good measure, just to make sure you won that game. It wasn't just Giannis. It was Middleton too. And Kyrie couldn't hit a basket and you couldn't pull out that game and you still got smoked. That, my friends, is outrageous. That is an outrageous loss. And what does that mean for the team going forward? What does that mean to Kyrie going forward? All those things are on the table, and we'll pick it up right there after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.